I'm no guardsman, but it was a good company then, and the contracts meant fighting where you had no doubts. They had a marshal living in the stronghold. He pestered those of us who weren't guardsmen, but we liked it anyway. You could trust your companions, and do your work without worrying about what kind of work, if you understand what I mean. Pox, remembering the last campaign in Arrhenius, understood very well, and nodded. Well then, Kolya went on, when the children were born.
Children? I never knew the Duke had children.
No one mentions them. They died with her. The elder was a girl, maybe 8, when she died. She would have been about your age, had she lived. The boy was just 3. When they were born, the Duke wanted Tamar to go somewhere safer. But she never would. Of course she didn't fight, for a while each time. But I remember her riding and working out, when she was this big. Kolya gestured to indicate advanced pregnancy. And as soon as she could get back in armor, she started training again. She began to stay here, with part of the company, when he took contracts far away. But she was no fine lady sitting at a loom. Something more than respect warmed Kolya's voice. Then, one year, the Marshal General, not this one, the one before, wanted the Duke to take the entire company to some war in Arrhenius. It had been cleared, with Accord and Saya. The Duke wanted to leave a force with Tamar, or have her come, but she wanted him to take them all, for the glory of Gerd. She said the children were too young for a southern campaign, and she'd be safe with a Saiyan militia that were supposed to come for the summer. She said a member of the Duke's household should be on his land, in case something happened to the king. We all knew, by their way with us, that they were fighting. And we knew they were both high-tempered, not that they didn't... Kolya faltered a moment. They were as close, Pox, as any man and wife I've ever seen. Close as comrades and lovers, both. But if anything, she was bolder. Certainly where Gerd was concerned. She finally convinced him to take both cohorts. He started south, leaving her with the children, and perhaps 10 men-at-arms until the militia came. And the craftsmen, of course. And the steward and servants, and the marshal. He was no mean fighter himself. Not that it did any good. Kolya got up and moved restlessly around the room for a moment. Do you want anything to drink? Pox was not thirsty, but thought it would ease Kolya to stop for a while. Water. That ale was strong. Yes. Just a minute. She disappeared to the back again and returned with a jug. She took 2 mugs from the dresser and poured into them. Here. Thanks. Pox took a swallow and shifted in her chair. She wondered if she should say something. Finally, Kolya settled back in her seat after poking the fire up. Nobody knows what happened. We think she went out for a ride with the children, maybe hunting. The steward and the marshal were with her, and a couple of soldiers to help with the children's ponies. They didn't come back at lunch. No one worried then. After all, 5 warriors, all mounted, and there hadn't been any trouble for over a year. But they didn't come back by dark. She would have sent a messenger if they'd intended to stay out. The sergeant started searching an hour or so before full dark, and didn't find anything. He took torches and dogs, and they tried to trail through the night, but something got the dogs off scent, and they didn't find anything until the next day. Back up on the moors, north of the stronghold, they found the first body. That was the old steward. He'd been shot full of arrows and slashed with a knife or sword. Then they found the rest of them. They must have tried to take Tamar alive, because there was a stack of bodies around her and the children.